together at Bellarmine.
Here, put that in front of Dad.
We were together at Bellarmine, and then from Bellarmine, we, in the Navy, we were in the same Treasure Island, and one time, before I knew where he was, we were there to go through how they're doing, because they had a big line across the bay to catch ships sneaking in underneath.
And, submarines.
Submarines. So we went over to, well, there's about 10 of us or 11 of us went over to this opening. You had to go down to this lot of stairs that was in underground, which to control these big lines across the bay. So I went down there, and we knocked on the door, you know, bang, 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 and pretty soon this door smoke open, and this guy come out, and he said, "Who the hell are you?" And I said, "Frank!" And he nearly died. He nearly died. That was So anyway, that's but that started it, and then when we got out of the Navy, then we joined the 2030 Club, and I needed a date. So I told Frank, why don't you get me a date with your wife's sister, and this the other girl that was there, that
Frank's sister, Mary.
Frank Bum's sister.
Oh, Mary Hill? Oh.
Yeah, Mary Hill, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
We lived with Grammy.
So anyway, they both turned me down the first time I asked. I was so embarrassed. So anyway, I just decided to ask again, and Dell Grandma said, okay, I'll suffer, I'll go with him. So anyway, we just had the best time.
So did you go with Uncle Frank, or did you just go by yourself?
You Dutch? Double?
We went with Uncle Frank and Eddie Oliver.
And
all of his other friends.
Were they married?
Were they married?
Oh yeah, they were married. They had
married and
Frankie
couple
and
babies.
And David and
wow.
And he actually went over to Alba and Frank's to change his clothes. Get ready for the dance.
Come and say.
Mom, what changed your mind going out?
Well, I was busy the first time.
Yeah, what were you doing?
And Mary was.
I
don't remember.
I had to do my hair.
I don't remember.
I had to do my fingernails.
Yeah, but the first time with Uncle Frank and the two babies and Elva, I don't know how I happened to know where they were, but we made went down San Diego, not San Diego, but where the your daughter's teaching.
Long Beach.
Yeah, they had a nice big park that right by the ocean. Then now it's all houses, and that's where Frank and Elva and the two little kids were. And so I went down there and I met them, and then I said, "Well, do you guys want to come aboard ship?" And they said, "Sure." Mm-hmm. So I got them on board ship, and we had dinner, and it was a very nice time.
Mm. Mom, what were you busy doing?
I don't remember.
Oh, you know, Bobby, you know she wasn't doing anything. It's like,
I really don't remember.
Like, we were,
I was busy.
We were together. Yeah, we were together all evening, all that night till the next morning. We went to lunch.
Everybody went out to breakfast.
Oh. Have fun.
And we loved to dance. And we had a bet so that every time one of us stepped on the other's toes, we had a dime. And we passed the dime back and forth. And I wound up with a dime because he stepped on my foot last. And I still have the dime.
Yeah. Where do you have it?
It's in a wedding book.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
know that. Yeah. It's a great story. It's a good Reader's Digest story.
I know, that's totally. Yeah.
Did, wait. You kept the dime.
From 1948.
But see, well, that was, when did you get married? For how many, so how many months before you...
Oh, I can't. I still have it.
Huh?
Oh yeah, I kept it from that
day. I mean, that night that you actually kept it after the date.
Oh yeah, I did.
Everybody else, who would have kept the dime?
I still have Grandpa's $100 doll.
Does anybody have Pawn Stars?
He said if we kept it for 10 years,
yeah. I love that show. I'm so addicted to it.
Then its value went down.
What, the $100 doll? I don't know. I don't know what that, I don't remember what the year was. Yeah, no, we said he'd give us $100 worth of paper for 10 years.
Did you say
I had it for like 40 years. It's silver dollar. Yeah.
Are you?
No, Johnny passed away. He didn't live the 10 years. It's in a trust.
Oh. Are you talking about the $100 that was given to us?
No. Grandpa, back in the 70s, gave us each a silver dollar. And he said if we kept it for 10 years, we could trade it for $100.
Did he ever do it?
He passed away. He didn't make it. So I still have that dollar somewhere.
You do?
Yeah.
How funny.
I put it into a plastic case and glued the case shut. So it's just buried somewhere.
Yeah.
Like I painted it.
So actually, our estate owes you that $100 because...
Oh!
Because... she gave us half of... I made you meet love that didn't have any eggs. Oh, that's okay. I didn't
put it in the
refrigerator. Yeah.
It was a verbal commitment. There was no...
How do you turn
the handshake? Can I turn it off?
I steamed them. I steamed them in a solar oven.
Pass that down to Danny.
Okay, come on, tell me to it. Just olive oil and rosemary.
You can swallow it.
Don't put just oil?
No, like. Want butter?
My friend is really nice to me.
Where?
Is she part of the air?
No.